very concerning, John, to hear that there's 34,000 people waiting and there's a 14-week waiting list. But I suppose it's not surprising, because I would have constituents calling me over the last number of months and even over the last number of weeks who are very concerned as well. And it's a huge issue for people, I think, especially our young people who are relying maybe on a licence for employment, and some may only have a three-month window maybe to make a few pounds before going back to college, and some are looking to go working with agri contractors, and we know that that's coming into the busy months as well. And we also, and it is an issue for some living in rural areas, who have no public transport, and it's independent access to services, to maybe a sporting life for them, and to work. And it's very annoying for these. And as you have said, it's not all rural areas have public transport, and in most cases no rural areas have public transport so it's very concerning for these, and it's mostly for the young people. And you know, in this day and age, it really just isn't good enough.
As you've already alluded to there, Paul, there's a labour crisis at the minute in the agri sector when it comes to contractors that need licences. There's equally a huge labour shortage at the moment in the entire hospitality sector. So as a result of that, you know, the people would need workers, potential workers would need to have their own transport to travel to and from work. So really, with us facing such a labour crisis in many sectors, perhaps there should be more of an onus placed on trying to clear up this list.
Absolutely. And as you have said, you know, sometimes in the hospitality sectors, there's unusual hours. Even in the agri sector now, there's unusual hours as well. So, I mean, people need to be independent. They need to be able to travel in and out to work on their own and themselves. So it's huge. And I mean, we are coming into what we hope will be our busy month. We hope that we're putting the worst of the pandemic behind us, and we hope that our country is coming into busy months, and certainly that this county is coming into busy months, and the hospitality sector as well. So I mean, it definitely needs to be cleared. It's very concerning, and it needs to be done quickly.